If we continue six lines down from the top on Nun Amud Beis, last time, or the last couple times, we were discussing the Marculis stones. Initially, like just to recap from before, we discussed that they were all temporary in nature, but it was all considered Avodah Zarah. Even if it's separated from the pile, it would still be Avodah Zarah itself. It wouldn't be considered Tikrovus Avodah Zarah. And then we seem to change that all at the end with those stories, the two stories, to say that these stones are really considered Tikrovus Avodah Zarah, since they're serving the idol. Maybe the initial three might not be Tikrovus, they might be Avodah Zarah, but since they're all temporary in nature, we have considered everything Tikrovus, which would have a chumrah involved in the fact that you wouldn't be allowed to ever use it, because it, something which is Tikrovus can never be nullified. And then we ended off with the story of Rabbi Yosef Bar Abba, who told about the story of Rabbi Bar Yirmi, who went to a town and had a question, and no one can resolve it. And that was, again, with regards to the Marculis stone. Now we're going to have a separate discussion with the same circumstance about Shemitah and Chol HaMoed. It's going to start off with a question, and it's going to end towards the bottom of the Amud without an answer, just explaining what his statement was, and you'll see this in a moment. Amar Rav Yosef Bar Abba, Ikla Rabba Bar Yirmi L'Asrin V'Asav Aisi Masnisa B'Yadei. Rabba Bar Yirmi went to a town, he came with a question, and he didn't have an answer, which is as follows. Maslin U'Mazhimin B'Shvias V'Ein Maslin U'Mazhimin B'Moed. What you can do on Shemitah year is that you can take off the worms from a tree, or you can put manure on the tree to help preserve it, but you can't do the same thing on Chol HaMoed. Kan v'kan ein megazmin, on both Chol HaMoed and on the Shemitah year, you would not be allowed to prune a tree, because it gives it strength, it helps it grow better. V'sachin shemen l'gazum bein b'moed bein b'shvias, you would be allowed to put oil on a pruned branch, whether it's on Chol HaMoed or on Shemitah year. V'leis nagar v'lo bar nagar d'ifrkinei. I don't know anyone who can answer this question and explain to me why this is so. So the question is, why, what is so? So Amar Ravina. So Ravina comes along and says, Ana lo nagar ana v'lo bar nagar ana u'mifrkinei la. I'm not a chacham or the son of a chacham, and I can answer the question for you. He says, yo, and he says as follows, and this is the lengthy discussion. My kakashale, because what is exactly the question that's bothering you, Rabba Bar Yirmiya? Ile mamoed ashvias kakashale, if you're bothered, why is it that on Chol HaMoed we're more machmir than on the Shemitah year? Well, it says, Maishna shvias tashari, Maishna moed aser, midami, can you compare the two? Shvias malach aser rachmana, tircha shari. In the Shemitah year, the Torah says you can't do work, but you can do tircha, you can do things to sustain it. A little tircha is okay on the Shemitah year. But moed, I feel tircha nami yesher, but on the Chol HaMoed, even tircha is prohibited. That's why we're more machmir on the Chol HaMoed in this regard. So that's not your question. Ve'el ziyum agizum kakashale. And you're going to tell me that the question is, why is it that zihum on shvias is prohibited, is permitted, but gizum is prohibited, pruning is okay, but putting the dung is prohibited, but putting the dung by the tree, that's permissible. Why is that? It says, Maishna Zium de Shariu, Maishna Gizum de Asir. Midami, you can't compare the two. Zium Ok Me Ilana. The dung, the manure, it preserves the tree. The Shari, that's why it's permissible, because it's a tircha. It's not, but it's Gizum Avru Ilana, but the cutting, pruning the tree strengthens it, and strengthening it is Malacha. That's a problem on the Shemitah year, the Asir. So that can't be the issue. Ve'la ziyum azim kakashale. Well, maybe you're bothered with two rulings about ziyum, about using the manure. The ketani in this Mishnah or this Bryce which you brought us, it says maslinu mezhamin b'shvias, that you can use the manure on the Shemitah year uramini. But we have another Bryce or another Mishnah which says mezhamin asanetios v'korchan osan v'kodin osan v'osan len batim umashkin osan ad Rosh Hashanah, meaning you can do the zihum until Rosh Hashanah, meaning on the sixth year until Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year, meaning implication ad Rosh Hashanah in b'shvias lo, but you cannot do it on the seventh year. So you see, over here, zium is prohibited. There, zium is permissible. He says, well, hold on a second. Vidilma krav kiderav, I can answer that. Vidilma kiderav ukva barchama. Damrav ukva barchama, trey kashkushi havu. There are two diggings. There are two types of actions here. Chad le avruya ilana v'asar v'chad le stume pili v'shari. One time, there is the placing of the manure by the tree to strengthen it, and one time it's done, just to cover the cracks, which is okay. So one is an act of malacha, and one is an act of tircha. So hachanami. So here too, trei zihamumi habu. So too with regards to the pruning with the manure. I'm sorry, there are two types of manure applications. Chad le'okmi ilana. One is to preserve the tree. Vishari, which is permissible, the chad avruyi ilana, one to strengthen the tree, the aser, which is prohibited. So that can't be what's bothering him. So are you bothered with the oil, the anointing oil, which we said was permissible? We said in one hand it said that you can place oil on the pruned branch on Chol Moed and on the Shemitah year. Uraminu, but it says with regards to Shemitah, Sachin es ha-pagin u-menakmin u-metfatmin o-son ad Rosh Hashanah. It says that you can anoint the unripe figs with oil until Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year. Ad Rosh Hashanah in Shvi'as lo. You can't do it on the seventh year, so see, it's Thira. So he says, no, that can't be an issue. Maidami hacha ukmi ilana v'shari hasam p'tumei pir v'aser. Our case, you're just preserving the tree by putting oil on the branch. Here, by putting oil on the fig, you're on the unripe fig, you're fattening it up. That's malacha. That would be prohibited. So that can't be the issue. So what is the issue then? Amarle Rav Sama Breder of Ashi the Ravina, you know Bar Yirmiyah, Sicha Demoed Azium Demoed Kakashle. No, this is actually a Chol HaMoed issue. It's the fact that Zihum on Chol HaMoed in our Mishnah or our Braisa is prohibited. But in another place we see that it's okay. What do you mean? I'm sorry. Sicha de moed, azim de moed kakashle. In our two brises over here, it says that you can anoint oil on the branch on chol moed, but you can't put the manure on the around the tree on chol moed. So why? What's the difference? Michti hay okmi v'hayukmi. Both of them are to preserve the tree. So maishna hay de shari, maishna hay de aser. What's the difference? Hainu to Kamrle, so that is exactly what Rabbi Bar Yirmiyah was saying. Lace Nagar below Bar Nagar de Yifrikine, that no one can answer my question. And for that, Ravina didn't have an answer. No one could really figure out why it was that on Chol HaMoed we're prohibiting a person to put the manure around the tree, even though it's just to preserve it, but they are allowed at the same time to anoint the branch with some oil to preserve it. And that was the difficulty. Perhaps you can say one is more tircha than the next, and nevertheless, one was permitted, one was usher, and they didn't have a good answer.